Masechtas Kelayim. So, Masechtas Kelayim is the fourth Masechta of Seder Zeroim, Brachos, Peah, Demai. And now, moving along to a completely different topic, and that is the topic of Kelayim. So, the truth is that Kelayim, although it's one word, really, it means a lot of different things. Meaning, there are many different subcategories to the concept of Kelayim. So, for example, the law of Kelayim states that a person is not allowed to take different plants and plant them together. So you can't take the seed of one vegetable and the seed of another, put them in the ground together so that some taruvay, some mixture of these two different plants are going to grow. Similarly, you're not allowed to take the branch of a tree, graft it, which means attach it to a different type of tree, so that you will form now a new tree that's going to be made up of two different species. These are things that are awesome, d'oraisa, there are lavin associated with it, 100% prohibited. Another subcategory of the law of Kelayim is that a person is not allowed to take two different animals and mate them together. So you can't take one type of animal and another type of an animal, put them together so that they will create some sort of crossbreed, some sort of different type of animal. Similarly, you're not even allowed to take two different types of animals and work with them together in the field. There's a halacha that says that a person's sometimes not allowed to wear a beged that is made up of two different species, what we know as shatnez. Shatnez is where a person wears a beged that's made up of wool and made up of linen. Now, all these halachas are different halachas. In one case, you're working in the field, you're a farmer, you're planting, you're grafting. In another case, you're a shepherd who works with animals and you're breeding animals. In another case, you're just putting on a suit. Hatzad Ashava Shebehen is that there's an idea that there are certain minim that need to be kept within their own min, and you're not allowed to create a taruvas out of them. So whether it's in the field, whether it's with behemoths, whether it's even with a beged, there's a concept that's known as Kelayim. Now, all these different areas of Kelayim are Shulchan Aruchs for themselves, but from a Mishnah perspective, they're all discussed in the Masechta that we're about to learn, they're all discussed here in Masechtas Kelayim. So the majority of the Masechta is going to deal with the field, hence it's in Seder Zeroim. That's where the majority of it is going to play out, but at the same time, as we'll see, when we get towards the end of the Masechta, we're going to be dealing more with Kelayim related to behemoths, and we're even going to learn the Halachas related to Shatnez. So without any further introduction, we begin the Masechta, we begin Mishnah Aleph. So Mishnah Aleph is going to discuss the most basic halacha of Kelayim that relates to planting two different types of species together. That's not something that you're allowed to do. Now, in order to determine whether one violates the Isser of Kelayim, he would have to know if the two things that he's planting, the quote-unquote species, are different species or they're the same. And the truth is that sometimes it's very obvious. Sometimes it's very black and white. But there are other times where it's a little bit more gray, where it's not so clear. Are they the same? Are they not the same? Meaning, you could have two different types of wheat. You could have two different types of apples. Would they be considered one min, or would they be considered two minim? So really, when it comes to determining whether something is the same min as something else, or whether something's different, sometimes it can be very, very nuanced, it can be very technical, it can also be very, very difficult for us to be able to figure it out on our own. The good news is Chazal had a Messiah, and because of the Messiah that Chazal had, they revealed to us what's considered one min, what's considered two minim. The first several Mishnayos and Masechtas Kelayim discuss many of those minim, some in which case you would have thought that they should be one, and Chazal are telling us that they're really two, and in some cases they're examples where you would have thought that they are two, but at the same time, really they are one. Either way, the first several Mishnayos and the Masechtas, as we're going to see, are not very difficult, but it's really the calm before the storm, because Kelayim has some festa, gishmak, and mishnayis as well, but it begins very, very simply. Says the Mishnah, hachitin v'hazunin. If somebody has wheat, and he also has zunin. So what is zunin? So the Rav says that we know, before Hashem brought the Mabel, so the Yidden were corrupt. Not only were people corrupt, but the land itself was corrupt. The Pasuk says, Vatishaches ha'aretz. The world itself was corrupt. Rashi says in Chumash that people would plant one thing and something else would grow. says the Rav, that Zunin traces itself back to the Dor HaMabul. When the people would plant chitin, the world was corrupt. You know what grew? Instead of chitin, zunin would grow. So zunin is something that's similar to chita, it's similar to wheat, but it's not the real deal. It's not wheat. So it says the Mishnah, chitin vazunin, if somebody would plant chitin and zunin together, it wouldn't be considered kalayim. Meaning, we look at it as one min, and being that it's one min, you wouldn't violate the isra of kalayim. Hasa'irim v'shiboy l'shul, if somebody would plant barley and oats together, hakusmin v'ashifayin, or somebody would plant spelt and rye together. Hapul v'hasaper. If somebody would plant a pul, is a bean. A saper is also a type of bean. It's the fava bean. We actually have a raid bite about the fava bean in Masechtas Yuma. But either way, if somebody would plant a pul and a saper together, hapurketon v'hatoifach, these are different types of peas. Upul halavon, that's something that's mentioned in many places in the Gemara. That was a white bean. V'hashe'uim, or some other type of bean. Einin kalayim zebizeh, says the Mishnah. These things would not be considered kalayim zebizeh.